Well, this is where it happened. We showed up dry, and we went home muddy. Hey, I'm Blake. This is your tailgate talk. So I have a 5-year-old. She'll be 6 soon, and we live in the country. And let me just tell you, if you're watching this and you don't live in the country, maybe you live in town and, you know, there's a whole lot more pavement where you live than there is dirt and green stuff. First of all, let me just say, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I just want you to know, I just don't think anybody knows how to have fun quite as much as folks that live out here. And I know people disagree with that. And if you're watching this and you don't live in a place that looks like this, you might disagree with that, I guess. But there's just nothing like this. I mean, the air's clean and pure. And so we took a walk one day, Lindley and I, and an old buddy, our blue heeler. This is before Tuff showed up. And we came down to the pond. I just thought it would be nice to take a walk, right? That's just what I thought. I thought it would be nice to take a little walk. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. It was warm. And so here we go. We take off. Well, Buddy wanted to jump in the pond. He's a dog. That's what dogs do. So he bailed off in the pond. Well, Lindley thought it would be fun to do the same. So there she goes. And she just bails off in the pond with Buddy. And, you know, I don't care. It's fine. It's water. It's a little muddy, but it's mud is good for you, right? I mean, I played in the mud when I was little, so I just let her go. A little cold, but we don't live far from this pond, so I thought, you know, we'll go and we'll. And she, I thought she'll kind of get in it a little bit. No, she bailed off in it, and I stopped videoing at some point because I thought, you know, I might need to be ready to bail off in there and pull her out if she gets off in a little over her head. But at some point she just face plants and just goes all in, and it was glorious. Let me just tell you, it was glorious. Can I just say, there's no one in the universe that should enjoy their life more than someone who knows the Lord. As a matter of fact, the psalmist put it like this in Psalm 16, that in His presence is the fullness of joy. Now look, I get it, that if you're watching this and you don't have a relationship with Jesus and this is all kind of new to you, you're not really sure what it means to know Him, you may have the impression that Christians are kind of stiff and rigid, and maybe you have that impression because you've observed some Christians that are, and they've made you think that. Listen, I want to be perfectly honest with you. I've observed some of that myself. But listen to me. In the presence of God is the fullness of joy. And I just want to tell you that if you'll give Jesus a chance, and if you'll understand that He loves you and He went to the cross to die for you, to forgive the sin that's currently separating you from God the Father, if you'll admit that sin to Him and ask Him to forgive that sin and turn your life over to Him, give Him the keys to your heart, listen, there is no place in the universe where you'll find more joy than in His presence. So if that's you and you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, would you reach out to us through this LifeWord page? We would love to talk to you more about following Jesus. For those of us who do know Jesus, listen, one of my former pastors used to say, a lot of us walk around like we were just weaned on a dill pickle. And maybe that's true. Maybe some of us should be reminded that there is actually joy in the presence of God. And the last thing we ought to be doing is walking around like somebody just kicked us in the mouth. Listen, I love you and I appreciate you joining me today on the tailgate. Hey, maybe you ought to just go find a pond to jump in. I don't know. It's a little chilly for that today. But whatever it takes, find some joy today, okay? I'm going to save you a seat on the tailgate. Until next time, have a great week. You never know where we're going to pull up, drop the tailgate. Until then, I love you, and we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.